You know how when you were a kid, summer vacation just seemed to last forever? Like 2 months felt like this huge, endless adventure.
Oh, absolutely.
But now, you blink, summer's gone, and suddenly it's, I don't know, December again. It feels like maybe 2 weeks passed. What is going on there? Why does time feel like it's just hitting fast forward as we get older?
It's a really common feeling.
So today, that's what we're diving into. We're looking at this whole phenomenon using the insights from the sources you shared with us. And crucially, what can we maybe do about it? Can we make life feel a bit longer, richer?
It's fascinating stuff. And what's really clear from the research, particularly some of that cognitive psychology work, is how tightly this feeling is linked to our memories, how we form them. Think about it. When you're young, almost everything is a first. Your first bike ride, that first trip to the beach, maybe even, your first heartbreak. Your brain acts like a tourist, basically. One source put it really well. It's snapping pictures of everything, all these new, unique things. And those moments, because they're so novel, they get encoded really richly in the brain. They create these very distinct memories. So when you look back, that time feels packed, stretched out. Sometimes they call it the oddball effect in memory research. Unique things just stand out more.
That oddball effect. Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. Lots of distinct firsts equals time feeling longer. So, okay, let's unpack the flip side. What do the sources say happens as we age when, those big firsts aren't happening every week?
Exactly. That's the key contrast. As we get older, well, life often settles into more of a routine for many people.
Yeah, the daily grind.
Work, chores, maybe paying bills, sleep, repeat. You're just not taking as many of those mental photos because the scenery isn't changing much day to day.
So fewer unique snapshots.
Precisely. And without those distinct data points, those specific memories to hang on to, the years just sort of,
Thinking it
well,
together.
Our brain has less unique information to process when recalling that time, so it feels compressed faster, even though objectively a year is still a year.
That link between novelty and our internal clock is, wow, really powerful. But the sources you sent also mentioned something else interesting. It's not just about memory, but how we structure our time, the role of routine itself.
That's the second big piece.
What's the shift there?
Well, one paper talked about this idea of deadlines versus firsts. Kids tend to measure time or experience it through those firsts we talked about. Those novel events are the landmarks.
Right, the big moments.
But adults, we increasingly measure our time by deadlines, by schedules, by what's next.
Ah, constantly looking ahead.
Exactly. It's not just being busy, it's a shift in like our attentional focus. We're often thinking about the next task, the next goal, the next meeting.
Instead of being in the moment.
Less focused on fully experiencing the present. And that constant forward lean, it kind of pushes us along psychologically, making time feel like it's accelerating.
Wow. Okay, so we've got fewer unique memories looking back, and we're always mentally leaning forward because of deadlines. That definitely paints a picture.
It does.
But hang on, there was some good news in the materials too, wasn't there? We can't literally add hours to the day, obviously, but we can influence how long and rich life feels.
Yes, absolutely. That's the empowering part.
So what's the practical advice? What can we actually do?
Well, the advice across the board really is surprisingly simple. Actively seek out new experiences.
New firsts.
Exactly. But it doesn't have to be huge stuff like climbing Everest.
Not every day.
No, it could be small things. Try a new recipe for dinner. Walk home from work a different way. Pick up a, I don't know, a small, manageable hobby. Even just starting a conversation about something totally different with someone.
Just breaking the routine.
You're breaking the routine, introducing novelty. Because the core idea is time isn't actually moving faster. We just stop noticing it as much when everything is the same. The more we consciously engage, the more we pay attention, the more new firsts we create, the more those moments stand out, and the more life feels, stretched, vibrant, full of distinct memories again.
So really, the main strategy boils down to keep finding new firsts. Keep making unique memories, pay attention to them, and that's how life feels longer and richer. It's like a proactive memory creation.
That's a great way to put it. Proactive memory creation. And if you think about the bigger picture, it's really about consciously, deliberately engaging with your own life. We actually have quite a bit of control or agency over how we perceive time. Just by choosing how we live our days, how much novelty we invite in, turning the mundane into something Well, memorable.
It really is powerful when you think about it that way. It's not about more hours, it's about more life in the hours you have. So maybe something for everyone listening to think about this week. What's one new first you could introduce? Even a tiny one. Maybe listen to a different type of music on your commute. Try that cafe you always walk past. Learn one random surprising fact. Just something small to start feeling time expand for you again.
Great idea.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.